Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In his 1998 book, The Greatest Generation, former NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw referenced the World War II generation because, in part, they saved the world from authoritarian rule. The idea that they survived the Great Depression, successfully fought the war, and returned home to repopulate a great and strong America impressed Brokaw, and most people tended to agree. But today, not everyone agrees. First-time Congresswoman and an impressive manipulator of traditional and new social media, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has a new take on the Greatest Generation. She maintains the Greatest Generation is, in fact, wait for it, millennials. She stroked the egos of both her fellow millennials and the subsequent Gen Z, claiming that young people are more informed and willing to go to the streets in protest than earlier generations. In other words, millennials are, in her words, badass. She says young people are more informed and dynamic than their predecessors. She believes this new generation is very profound and very strong and very brave because they actually are willing to go to the streets. She concludes with, "How about that?" So while she says she doesn't want to paint everybody with a broad brush, she acts as though young people pioneered the concept of political activism. Now, what's really telling and laughable about her level of ignorance is when she punctuates all of this with, quote, "they actually take the time to read and understand our history," end of quote. If she took the time to read and understand our history, she might have understood that multi-generational protests turned out to push for racial equality in the 1960s. And whether you agreed or not with protests against the Vietnam War, a generation took to the streets to protest the war. Oh, and then there was that bit about the greatest generation that saved the world from authoritarian rule. Minor point. So where do the millennials stand on traditional values? You know, the values fought for by the greatest generation? You may not be that surprised by the most recent survey conducted by the Wall Street Journal NBC News. Millennials don't value patriotism, family, and religion as passionately as previous generations. So the values that Americans say define the national character are less important to Ocasio-Cortez's so-called greatest generation. The survey that began 21 years ago revealed Americans then said the values that were most important to them were principles of hard work, patriotism, commitment to religion, and the goal of having children. While millennials still put hard work at the top of the list, the other three values have fallen substantially. Now, the importance of patriotism fell 9%, the importance of religion dropped by 12%, and having children fell by 16%. Among people 55 and older, nearly 80% said patriotism was very important, and only 42% of those 18 to 38, the millennial generation and older members of Gen Z, feel patriotism is very important. So while Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes millennials are the greatest generation because they understand the history of this country better than any other generation, and because they are the first to pioneer the concept of political activism, and because they are profound and very strong and very brave, the reality is she is wrong to the point of 180 degrees. In her attempt to use history to back up her false assertions, history and surveys prove her to be, sadly, very ignorant. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.